Welcome to Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Robert.
And I'm Ruth Ann.
And we are very... yes, we have with us tonight a very special guest. We'll get to her in just a moment. Before we had a little
Robert
switch
had
up.
A moment there.
Well, no, we had a little switch up in the plan there. Anyway, this will go on the blooper reel. Anyway, we'd like to... tell you first how you can listen to Well-Rounded Corners and how you can get us in the archives. Go to our website, wellroundedcorners.com. You can listen to us live every other Tuesday on BBS Radio, or you can listen to us in the archives. Every show is free. We post every episode about 24 to 48 hours after broadcast. I did that completely from memory, and it shows. So, Ruth Ann, did you... actually, no, I'm going to have to introduce. We have some major.
Listen, I just want to say this is my fault. I switched what I was about to do right before we came on the air, and I'm sorry, Robert. So,
yes,
can you tell us about our guest tonight?
I will. Yeah, we had a huge switch.
We really promise we're not trying to make a blooper reel here. Anyway.
No, but we've got it. All right. Okay. we're delighted to have with us tonight Kathy True. She is a Reiki master, a Karuna level 2 Reiki master, Usui Reiki master, reflexologist, and a spirit medium and intuitive. She is the teacher and founder of the Gaia Reiki system, which has been channeled to her over a 3-year period. Kathy, we're delighted to have you on tonight. And Kathy is not audible.
Oh, I'm not.
There you are.
Now, I will speak louder and slowly because I'm coming all the way from Canada.
Oh, that must be it. It's because it's so far away, right?
Yeah, and not only that, it's Vancouver Island, so I am far away.
Is it cold up there now?
No. I'm in the land of the rain.
Okay.
All right. It rains for 4 months. Flowers are coming up. I bet yours aren't.
Well, it was 70 today, 70 Fahrenheit, so, yeah, it's kind of crazy, but...
Then I think it's supposed to snow in a couple of days a little bit, so we don't ever know what to wear around here, so we just wear layers.
So despite the little technical snafu we had, which Ruth Ann complains, takes complete responsibility for...
I do, guilty.
Kathy, great to have you on. Anything I missed in the introduction that you want to fill in? Tell us a little bit about yourself more than I did there. Before we get into it a little more, is your mic? I think you're having trouble hearing you on our end here.
Oh, I don't know how much louder.
There we go. There we go.
That's me yelling.
Oh no, you don't want to yell for an hour.
This is going to be a long hour if I have to.
Network, is there anything we can do to bump her up some, possibly?
Have all my volume as high as they can go.
Okay. Well, I think we can. So you invented the Gaia Reiki system.
Well, I was channeled the Gaia Reiki system.
Okay.
I can't take credit for it. And it was over a 6-month period actually, and I was led all over Vancouver Island. I kayaked on lakes and climbed mountains, and I would get to a certain area. And
I'm sorry, I missed what you said. I heard Ruth or Robert, and what was the rest of it? We're trying to work on your audio.
Oh, okay. When I am channeling energy, and so I wouldn't want to call it burping because it's not burping, but it is. You'll hear it because I'll be working with people's blocks. And it's quite unique. I tried to trade it in, but my guide said, no, you're stuck with this one, right? And so it's okay, I guess. And by the noise that I make, I know what's going on. You hear me now, guys?
Well, we you know, I can hear most of what you're saying. It's just there is some breakup. I'd like to actually redial you, and then if we have trouble with it, then we can, you know, we can just take an early commercial break and work on that. So if the network can redial.
So do you want me to cut it off then?
Okay. We will. No, the network will call you back in just a minute here. Okay. Sorry about that, folks.
It looks like I started the show off just right? Get everything mixed up at the beginning, and that way it just stays mixed up. No, we're going to try to reach her again, and maybe we'll get a better connection. And I really hate that we couldn't hear what she said, and we'll ask her to repeat herself if she will when she comes
Kathy,
back.
Kathy, are you there?
I'm back. Where do you want me to repeat myself from?
Oh, wonderful. I hear you better now.
Oh, that's
I think
good.
We heard most of it. It's really just the part where you were talking about the noises.
About the noises I make, yes. Because I'll just let you hear the noises. When I am channeling love and healing, it kind of sounds like a little love dove. It goes like this. Have you heard anybody like that in your life? Because if you have, I want to meet them.
It didn't come... Yeah, I don't think it came through on the audio, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's not supposed to. I don't know.
Oh, well, the other stuff will come through, because when I'm moving blocks, it's more intense. It's more like, you hear that, guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's a moving of the block. So my energy is aligning with whoever it is I'm working with, and it can be anywhere in the world, because a lot of these, it can be anywhere in the world, and I move their blocks, and that's how I know they're gone. And it works like a hot damn.
Well, I know you wanted to talk about the distance animal healing, but I figured we'd spend a little bit of time first, if that's okay, with this unique Reiki system that you developed. If you want to channeled. Sorry,
yeah.
Channeled, invented, or developed, yeah.
Okay, so I am what is called a living library, meaning I gather information and it goes up into the etheric and into actually what I came to call is the Reiki Gaia basket. And there is now 39,000 different healing things in there. And I would go through like a crystal book and I would look at the page and read it and I would get a noise. Okay, there's my noise. That showed me that it was kind of uploaded into the basket. And when I was kayaking all over the place in the middle of nowhere, a lot of tree root formations would give me symbols. And I mean, so I read a lot of books. I would just go to the library and go through the crystal books and the herb books and all sorts of alternative modalities, and boom, 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 up it went. And I still didn't know why I was doing this. I was just doing this because my guides told me. And then somewhere along the way, it registered on me that perhaps this is like another Reiki system. There's well over 250 Reiki modalities that have come down through Usui Reiki, which is one of the first ones that was around. And they're, because they can all trace their lineage back through to Usui Reiki, they're supposed to be a legitimate Reiki. So in the end, I had... Oh gosh, 32,000, but I know it's gone up since then, and there's a reason for that. So when I am doing attunements with other people, and I do that by raising their vibrations, they get access to the basket. But what they have to offer gets thrown in the basket, and that's why it's gone from 32 to 39,000 different symbols, which is a lot. I mean, in Usui Reiki, there's three. But the neat thing about this, when I connect someone, Reiki, they get whatever suits them. So if they're, my girlfriend back in Ontario was into more animal Reiki. She was trying to do it on people, but there was nobody coming along. And then a horse that had been maltreated, she wanted to do some work with, and they said, don't go near it. But she talked to it and said, can I do work with you? And it came over, and she put her hands on its muzzle, and she kept it there for like 10 minutes, and then he settled right down, and now they can ride him. So when I connected with her after, she was given more animal symbols to help her. So that's kind of how it goes. If I were to do it with Robert, he would get whatever something very personalized, a little package for Robert. And Ruth Ann would get her little personal package. And that's the cool thing about Reiki. This guy, Reiki, it's very, very, very powerful. I will add that. And people have to kind of know how to work with energy in the first place. Otherwise, you'd just be floored. I mean, you'd get headaches and it wouldn't work.
Right? Do you think someone should be a Reiki person?
And even myself, I have to ground.
I mean, do you think someone should be used to Reiki work?
When more information's coming in, because it's constantly coming in. It's been like 24/7 for the last 6 years. And that's how the charts came about, because I've always used a pendulum. And a pendulum is, well, I have an official pendulum right here, but a pendulum can just be a little necklace on a chain. Or you can go spend money and buy one. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no good one or, the best thing is to do to just take one and hold it and see what it feels like, right? Depending on what your personal need is, a certain pendulum will you'll be attracted to it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I developed what I call, they're pendulum charts. And I know that I sent some to you, but I don't know if Ruth Ann has seen any of them.
No, I don't think I did.
Have you, Ruth Ann, seen any of the charts?
I don't believe that I did. I don't think I did. I'm sure I would remember that. Well, I'm not positive, but I think I would.
Well, Robert's holding out on you. So I started channeling information to go on the charts, and I would hold the pendulum. And the information has to come through me. So it was either channeled or I would go to the library and the pendulum would start swinging in front of the books that I was supposed to use. So say we're talking about anger. I would go to the library and there'd be maybe 4 books on anger. And I would take the books home and begin to read them. I did a heck of a lot of reading. And I would hold the pendulum and it would start moving when I got to a point that they wanted me to note. And then I would take that information and condense it down, because on the chart's divided up into like 32 sections. And there's not that much room in there. So I would have to condense this down to just a couple of words. And the charts have a smaller wheel and a large wheel. And anyways, you hold the pendulum above the charts, you connect, and you ground, and you protect yourself. And the pendulum starts swinging. And it will go to the information that you're asking. You have to ask, right? You always have to ask. You have to be very careful what you ask. You know that as well, right?
Yes, definitely.
And so, and that was part of what I did. So the first chart that I offer is called an introduction chart. And it's pretty simple compared to the rest of them. And it leads you through all the steps so that you have safe psychic practice, basically. And it was one of my harder charts to make, because how do you put all that information on one little piece of paper, right? And then the next chart was how you connect. And that one is very cool. It just goes through all the different ways that people connect and what their psychic learning style is. Because there's a couple of learning styles, right? One is, and I don't know the fancy words for them, but one's auditory. One's visual. One is body feelings, and that's me. That's called being clairsentient. I feel energy zooming around. Sometimes I feel like a bottle of, pop, and they've just taken the top off. And then also people get a lot of messages through smell, believe it or not. That's certainly not one of mine, but they can sense things by different things they smell. And then the last one is just to have that sense of knowing. And so, like, when I do readings, I find out what people's psychic styles are and how they connect and how else they can connect. And I can increase. I've kind of signed on for a couple of jobs. And my job description entails about teaching the Gaia Reiki and connecting to those people. Going to different spots. I've been sent to many, many spots. Vancouver Island is beautiful, but there's areas of it that have been slaughtered by logging. And I get sent up there to do healings, bury crystals and things like that. And I never know why I'm being sent to any area, but then when I get there and I look around and see there's nothing, then you know that.
That's a horrible feeling.
So, there's so many different ways to connect, and that's one thing that I really want to emphasize. They sent me spirit, and I'll say Archangel Michael, because at the beginning he was the one that was most prominent in my life besides all the Reiki guides. I lost what I was going to say. Well, except to see the movie Avatar, because I was kind of confused in my life. I was going around. I'm one of these people that reads a book on this and this and this and this and this. And at one point they said to me, you know enough. Let somebody else learn the other ways. You know enough. You have to improve what it is that you do. Because I've always used a pendulum to find out where to put my plants and various things. But the pendulum would always make a little circle about, maybe an inch in diameter. And after Archangel Michael came through and I hold the pendulum, it would just go crazy. I've broken pendulums and almost broken windows. The chain snaps and it goes flying across the room. And I know there are many other people that connect this way. So they wanted me to go see the movie Avatar to understand something. And what they wanted me to see was the tree. And in the tree, the root system went down and basically connected to everything in the plant. And that was one thing they wanted me to see, but I understood that. They wanted me to see all the energy channels that were hanging down from the tree and how these little guys would just go and attach their tail to a certain one, right? So they were telling me there's thousands upon thousands of ways to connect to spirit. And some of them, mostly, I mean, people know meditating. But so is being out in nature, and so is art. And you can get a lot of messages through books. Automatic writing is another one. And then I would say anything that soul time when you quiet your mind. But there's also loving acts of kindness. And there's the tarot cards. I mean, people know those things and the runes. But there's music. There's numerologies. There's the stars. There's so many ways there for us. We don't have to go chasing after somebody else's way to do it. We just have to sit tight and do what we like to do and you know, put that request out there that you desire to connect and quiet your mind. Well, that's hard.
Yes, that can be.
Mind. I said, I will to will thy will. Someone who knew I had a very busy mind gave me that. And I would say it whenever I started to worry. I will to will thy will. And after about 6 months, boom, Archangel Michael comes down. It's quite a humbling experience when that happens to you. Because you think, oh my gosh, why me? There's monks sitting in caves for 20 years trying to connect. And here, boom, I get it. And they basically said, well, you asked. That was one thing. And the other thing is you live your life, you know, you walk your talk, so to speak, right? I mean, yes. For 20 years I was a nurse, and my specialty kind of was dying. I was with people. They waited for me to die. And I could feel my energy helping their energy. And anyone that's ever been around somebody that's died, and it's actually a very it's a very intimate and wonderful experience. I don't know. Yes. They probably can also feel that your energy is surrounding them with love and off they go. And I really learned that because my brother died a couple of years ago and I was with him. And it was so obvious when you're dealing with family members where you already have a history of love, right? Then it was very, very, very intense.
Oh, I'm so happy that you could be there for him. That's wonderful that you could
absolutely
be there for him.
Okay, Kathy, we need to take a break. We'll be back here in a little bit. I want to get into the distance animal healing. That's something I think a lot of people can, you know, a lot of people have pets that I myself, we have a old dog. He's, I think he's 14 or something. You know, he's got arthritis and a lot of health issues. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of things. People are dealing with that. So, we'll be back in just a moment with Kathy Trier.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8255. 8415. That's OCSDomains.com. Or call 1-800-672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
And welcome back to Well-Rounded Corners. We are speaking today, we're trying to speak today to Kathy True. We've been having some audio difficulties, so we were re-adding her to the conversation. Kathy, are you back yet?
I hope I am. I'm here. Are you?
I'm here. For the moment, we're all together, I think.
Yep.
Wonderful.
I think we are.
Okay.
Kathy, we're about to... Gosh, I wish we tried to get this sorted out during the commercial and we didn't. So, we'll have to make do, I guess. I tell you what.
There's a new contact request down there.
Go ahead and take
yes,
that.
Yes, go ahead
request.
And take that.
Yeah.
Anybody listening, we apologize for the issues. We will get that straightened out in just a moment. And we are going to talk to Kathy about some wonderful work with animals that she has been working on, and we're excited to hear about that. So she should be back in just a moment. We're reconnecting her, and as soon as we get her back, we will have her explain what her new system of working with animals is. I believe, Robert, you had said it was distance.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really nice to include animals in this because, you know, in a lot of this, metaphysical healing, I don't hear a lot of mention of animals, and I think animals suffer from a lot of the same health issues that humans do, and I think it's great to be able to help them as well. Definitely that's a good thing. So I'm eager to hear about that.
Absolutely.
We're gonna have to actually.
We're
going to have about a 5-second pause, and we're going to come right back. We've got to reinitiate the connection here. So please bear with us just a few seconds.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yes, here we are.
Oh, is
we're
this
back.
Better? Oh, I don't have to yell anymore.
Oh,
you
okay,
poor
great.
Thing. We are. We apologize for that.
My cheek muscles are getting sore. These cheek muscles.
Okay, so no, you're not. So you're speaking normally now, right?
Uh-oh.
Yes, there you are.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
I hope I'm going to stay there.
I hope so.
I don't know if it's – oh, geez. All right. Okay.
All righty. Well, you know, we'll just do the best we can here, and hopefully everything will hang together.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Now, I would love to hear about the animal healing that you've been working with and working on. And if you could just give us some let us know what you've been working on and how it works. We would love to hear about that. I know we have a lot of animal lovers out there, and we are too. And I agree with what Robert said a moment ago. You know, we sometimes our pets and those beautiful wild animals get left out of the healing. And I know I've worked on many animals, and it's a wonderful experience. And so if you could share that with us, that would be wonderful, Kathy.
Okay, I will. I sent out... So my guides actually requested that I do that, and I find this out because I start seeing all these videos and things about abused animals, and And so I started to think, well, okay, maybe I'm supposed to do something here. And I know that, that up in that Gaia basket, there's all sorts of things. So I went on Facebook, and listen, I am not technically, I'm technically challenged, but I went on Facebook and I started to go to all the animal shelters and, you know, just invited people to contact me with the name of the animal and a picture if possible, but I don't really need it, and a contact person. And that I would send them a healing and tell them the time the healing was sent. And then I would send a healing like every day. And so, these requests went out all over the world. And interestingly enough, nobody in Canada bit it, but in the States, there are a lot of horse rescue places. And so I've been working with, Florida and California and some other state. In Australia, and it's been going on for about 2 months now. And, it's hard because I can't be attached to the healing. I just send it. But I say to them that the animal should enjoy being more like a horse or more like a dog, right? And that should be the first thing they notice. And almost all of the animals, this is the first thing they notice. And there was a lady that had a dog that had been abused. There was a little French poodle, and it was scared of its own shadow and so scared of the kids and everything. And then she said about 2 days after that, he wouldn't even go out the pet door. And 2 days later, he got up and he just pressed right outside that pet door. And then he came over and played with the kids. And she said it was just so out of character for him. Right. So that's the kind of behavior that I'm realizing that things are happening. And as far as the horses go, all of the horses, some of them are really bad shape. It's heart wrenching, but they start to eat better and they seem happier. Some of them have had, like really big sores on their bodies and on their hoofs and stuff, and they have gotten better. And the people say, well, I was the only thing that was different. Right. And even three horses that had liver damage, and I thought, oh, boy, anyways, I can't be attached to what goes on. I just send the healing. They have improved. So hot dog. I mean, it's I'm just very pleased with that. And what what I do is I offer this free to any animal that's been abused, right? And other than that, I have a little donate button on my site for other animals, because I'm not going to turn down anybody if they don't have anything to offer. But if they do, it would be nice.
Well, that's a very nice sentiment. I mean, you know, because a lot of I really like that approach. I like to try to do that as well in what I can, you know, in my line of work that I can do and when possible. And that's very good. I like to hear that. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to pay the bills, you know, but you have to be compensated. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, if somebody is in dire need and they need the service, that's great that you offer them.
Well, and particularly, that's one of the reasons I went to animal shelters too, because they're mostly on a budget, right?
Yeah,
definitely. Yes. Yes. So when you send them energy, since I come from the Reiki, curious about was, are you sending them basically Reiki, or are you sending them something else, or is it a combination? I can't help but be curious.
No. Yeah, sure. It's a combination of whatever my guides want to send.
I understand.
It's whatever in the basket, right? I mean, the door to this whole thing was Reiki, but that door, it's just a door, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It goes in whatever direction you kind of want it to afterwards. Like, I had my choice of how I wanted to do this, right? And one way I wanted to do it was with Reiki, and I do a lot with, like, native spirituality. And, and the Wiccan stuff, the earth, I'm very earthy. And, I mean, I sit amongst the cedar trees and the mountains, and I have an ocean near me. I mean, I'm very, very lucky. And so I ground in nature, and so there's a lot of that healing that comes through. So, Robert, what's your dog's name?
Tinker.
Tinker.
Well, yeah.
Let's just send Tinker a healing, okay?
He's right. I said he. Yes, he's right under me. He's looking at me right now.
It may take a little while for the changes that it's like their energy system has to assimilate what's happened. And so I'm going to send Tinker Healing, and you guys are going to hear me make my noises, and it'll be very interesting. So what I'm kind of going to be doing also is aligning with Tinker's energy and clearing his chakras, because animals have chakras as well as we do, right? Yes. And so I'm going to do that so everybody can kind of hear what it's like, all right? Here we go. Okay. Done. There you go. Now, what was that?
Well, you know, I've learned that sometimes that anytime it isn't really the label, but it's what you get done, right?
Yeah.
So that's whatever it is, if it works for Tinker, then that's what matters, right?
Well, Tinker was fidgeting. Of course, our other dog just came in and sort of tripped over him, sort of. But he was fidgeting, and now he's not fidgeting as much. So he kind of, except for the other dog tripping over him, he seems a little calmer.
He's a happy dog.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, Ruth Ann, but when I've done healings with animals that are in my, you know, in my presence, they you know that they feel it. You know they feel it. And they're looking at your hands, and if you go to their paws, they look right at the paw. I mean, it's so obvious that they are feeling it, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I worked on a Chihuahua a few months ago that had been hit by a van, and I know that sounds bizarre that he even lived, but he had a crushed pelvis and all kinds of things, and he was so funny when I held him, and I was holding his pelvis and, you know, just holding him in my arms, and he was hilarious. The minute I started giving him Reiki, his eyes rolled back in his head, his tongue totally hung all the way out, and he leaned back on me like, oh, that feels so good. And he stayed up in my arms for about 20 minutes, and then it was so hot from all the energy that he, you know, needed to get down. But he's jumping around now. He's doing just fine. But yeah, I understand what you mean. It is funny to watch them. It's nice to see them feel good, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And you know, the intention with which it's sent out, I just say for the highest intention, because I mean, if a dog's got three legs, I can't help a fourth one grow. I mean, there's some things that just are, but you can help them with their pain.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of arthritis.
Yes.
Know. Yeah, the Tinker's got some arthritis, and you know, it's very interesting. Just while you were doing that, I'm not implying any connection whatsoever, but I got a notice that there's a 5.3 earthquake off the coast of Oregon. I know you're not terribly far away from there.
No.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago. But yeah, I think that's just something people skip, you know, because animals don't let us know as much when they're in pain as humans. I think people tend to just, I don't want to really say, you know, ignore, but it just
isn't
something.
Well, I think people don't think of it.
Yeah, it, you know.
I mean,
human is in pain, they say something, you know.
Right, right.
Generally.
And I have people ask me a lot, you know, can you do it with animals? So I'm so glad that you're making this known, you know.
Well, I think a lot of people already know it. I would like, and I also ask for testimonials, because I'm trying to put this together so that people understand more that this really works. You know, some people just throw their eyes up in their head and don't really care to even try. But, I mean, heck, if your animal's in pain, why not? And I mean, all these abused animals, it puts them, you know, it emotionally helps heal them, so they're more adoptable as well, right? So, and I must say, it is the United States that picked up, you know, that I'm doing the most with. Nobody in Canada seems interested, because there's a lot of regulations, and anybody that wants to work anywhere with animals like that has to work with a vet. And so now you got to get an holistic vet, and they are around, but I don't know. I just keep.
That's unfortunate, you know, because I mean, there's so many, and you know, here in the States, you know, when you have a, you know, any herbal supplement or whatever has to come with a disclaimer, but at least it can be there. It is unfortunate, because, you know, there's a lot of alternative treatments and therapies that work and do the job that they say that they do, and so it's. It's really a shame. And even if alternative medicine as a whole, even if it only did as well as the pharmaceutical industry, you know, which is up for debate. But even if it did just that well, then it still should be considered a completely valid and authentic, you know, acceptable treatment system. It's a shame that it's not, especially when you're trying to help animals. I mean, you know, you're dealing with you know such a neglected population a lot of times. So that's a shame.
To hear that you're under that. I like to think that when we're trying to deal with anything, whether it be people or animals, that it's multifaceted. You know, I'm not going to say to anybody, go off your cancer medication or whatever, right?
Right.
But use everything in your tool. Use everything in your toolbox, eh? Oh.
Absolutely.
My phone fell off. So now, all people have to do, I suppose I should give you my website a couple of times. That's what you're supposed to do. So it's TREW, True Believers. com, and they go there and they'll be kind of led to where it is that you send information about the animal. And people say, how many can you work with? I can work with lots. Because initially you saw what it took. It didn't take very long, right? And then I kind of put them up in that little basket that I've made a special one for animals, and there they are. And every day I energize that basket. So once I've done a reading, they get popped up into the basket. It's not like I have to do every one every day. Just the initial connection. That's cool, eh?
That is. You know, I was looking at your site, and where if people are interested in the animal healing.
Oh, is it? Do you have my purple site up?
It is purple, yes. Yep.
Okay, well, no, that's good because that just got put up today, right? I'm so technically challenged. There should be a place there that says animal healings across the top. There's supposed to be a place that says animal healings.
I'm not seeing that right now, but I bet you if someone is listening to this in the archives, they will go to the site and they'll see it.
Well, if not, they can just email me as well. I mean, it's
right, that contact button. Yeah, that contact button.
It should work. We've been working on that for a long, long time, right? And, I mean, I'll give another email address at the end. And I really encourage people to talk to me. And the other thing that I want to do is to also people that connect to me that do animal healings so that we can combine our energies. Like right now, there's about four of us, and all of the energies of theirs is coming through mine. We've combined. And so it even makes it more powerful. So I'm thinking, you know, Ruthann, you could join in, right? And then it's like this more and more and more and more powerful, right? And it will.
That definitely does do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so if anybody wants to join me with that, and then when they connect to do animal Reiki, they will also be connected into that. It's very powerful. And you got to, like I say, you got to know how to work with energy a little bit, I think. And they should get very, very warm.
Something I was asking you, and I think you couldn't hear it before. I think we had some technical issues. But something I was asking was that when somebody wants to do, you know, work in your system, the Gaia system, or if they want to, if they want to work in that or help you with animal healing, do they need to be, do they need to have worked with another system before?
They need to know how to work with energy. Somebody that does yoga could probably do it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I see.
Yeah. There's, like I say, there's many different ways to connect. And I'll be told whether or not they could do it. And if they can't do it, then I will be told what they need to do in order to get to that point. Right? Because I can figure out. So, you know the book, what is it, Power versus Force? You guys know that book?
I don't
David
think I've heard of it.
David Hawkins. Oh, my gosh. He's quite a famous man. And he went and did on a caliber of a scale of 1 to 1,000, the truth of things, like the truth of the church, the truth of this, and all your lower vibrations, anything under 500 on a scale of 1 to 1,000 is where your anger and your shame and all that stuff, it's all that low vibration stuff, right? And anyways, he wrote this book, and you got to get to 550 before you reach love. Well, I did the same doggone thing, only I did it around your personal, your vibrations and your openness to spirit. And it took me a long time to do this. And after I was done, I found the book. And I said, well, to my guides, why in the heck did you just give me the book? And they said, you wouldn't have owned it. You wouldn't have worked the system. And it's true, right? So I always ask on a scale, I'm going to use you guys because you're there you are right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how open Robert is. And Robert's a 20, okay? And that's very good, Robert, because most of the world's 1 to 4. And you have to be...
I'm off the charts, I guess.
No, you're not off the chart. Don't get too inflated there.
Well, you know, hey,
But you have... This tells me that you've worked on your shit, so to speak, right? Because the higher up your vibrations go, the deeper you have to go into all your blocks and all your the dark side of yourself, so to speak, right? And get that out of the way. These charts, of which there are 45, I had nothing else to do. I kept making charts. They're like the my journey of healing, right? The first ones were anger and shame and blame and all that. And then, thank God, they got a little bit lighter, right? And some of them are about managing your stress and what kind of anger you have and finding your fears and releasing them. And then at the end, you know, then I had a lot of relationship charts. And at the very, very end of all of it came down a chart. Now, are you ready for this? Sexual ecstasy and balance.
Well, now that sounds like a good one.
Hey, can't go wrong there. I mean, no. You know.
Yeah, it is. And it's,
well,
and
it's an important part of the human experience. I mean, you know, we can't.
Well, no, for sure it is. For sure it is. And, I mean, it basically tells you what's blocking you. That's and where are you kind of holding your blocks besides there, right? Because, I mean, blocks kind of, they're like a can of worms. They spread out and infiltrate everything.
Yes.
It's not just, we'll take one from here. No, it's all over the place, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so what I'm going to do for you, Robert, now is I'm going to, if you want me to, I should ask you, up your vibration.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay, so do you have your feet on the floor?
You know what? I don't, but
I don't think he usually does.
That's why I'm saying
feet
it.
On the floor?
What's psychic.
This now?
I'm psychic, right?
My feet are on the floor now. And as soon as I put my feet on the floor, your volume went down. I don't think these two.
Oh, you're gone. He's gone.
Yes.
Yes.
I think his feet have to be up for you us to be able to hear you.
Very odd. Okay, Robert.
Well,
there
let
we
me
go.
Try to. Yeah,
there
we
you go.
And my feet are still on the floor, so.
Okay, good. So I just want you to kind of calm your mind for a little bit because I'm going to do this, and you should feel it in your energy system like a tingle or heat. Okay, here we go, and I'm going to make my noises, right?
Okay. I definitely felt something there. I can't quite put my finger on it, but
okay. Well, you went up quite a bit, right? And still don't get too full of your sock. You went up to 10 times.
I like how she keeps on having to remind me of that.
But that's good.
Well,
no, usually
she is. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Usually people that are on their way, when I do this, they go up to 10,000. And the next time we did you, you'd probably go up to in the millions. And it just goes on and on and on, right? So now I'm going to try root down, okay?
Okay.
Where you're at.
Oh, there you are. I lost you again. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, that's why I didn't hear you.
I'm using the pendulum on the chart, right? And you're already up to, you're quite good there, my goodness. You're already up to 1,000. So, I mean, that tells me, I mean, I know that you say you're an intuitive, and now I know for sure you're an intuitive. There you are. You're that high. But I'm also going to up you. So you do the same thing. Please put your feet on
okay.
the floor and just kind of calm your mind. And here we go.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. hello, did you?
Well, I was just very relaxed, basically.
That's the other thing that happens to people. They get so relaxed, some people fall asleep when I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, yeah. I close my eyes, and, you know, so we're just all fortunate, or at least I'm fortunate that I'm still awake here. So,
so you went up into, like I said, you go up into the millions, right? So you're on up to 3 million. So you guys, this is basically energy work, so you're going to have to drink water and stuff afterwards.
Definitely.
And then you're going to see that you're going to feel the difference in many, many ways. I have no idea which ways you are going to feel it, but
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, you brought up a point that I have to tell people over and over. Thank you for bringing that up. If anybody out there, if you have any kind of energy work, please drink that water. If you don't, you'll feel awful.
I'd like to add to that given how most people don't drink enough water anyway, it's probably a good idea. Of course, obviously there are some medical conditions where you shouldn't drink excessive amounts of water, and maybe you shouldn't drink excessive amounts of water, period. But, you know, a lot of people don't drink enough
But after energy work, you just have to.
Oh, sure. So. Yeah.
Everyone always laughs at me when, as they're leaving. I say, drink. And they say, this is the only place I go that people tell me to drink as I'm leaving. And I say, I didn't mean vodka. I meant water.
Usually people tell you that when you're coming in the door.
Right. But anyway. No.
One time I had that tapping done, you know.
Yes.
And the next day, my stomach was so distended, I looked like I had triplets in there. And I thought, holy crap, I couldn't walk. I wobbled to the doctor, and she said, have you been drinking lots of pop? And I thought, what a ridiculous thing, right? But then I remembered I hadn't drank in water. So I came home, and I drank water, and the next day everything was fine. So, yes. And I've had friends that get rashes and really bad headaches. If you're releasing lots, you know, so especially the first couple of times, if there's a lot there that has to be released, watch out. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I want to talk about this last chart that came barreling down, because that's the one I want to. I teach courses online, and I don't know if they're on that site yet, because we just got that up, right? And some of the courses are around relationships, because anybody can learn how to do the pendulum in these charts. And then it's like having your own personal angel on your shoulder there as a coach, and it's really remarkable how they work. It still floors me. But the last one that I got down. Oh, so I teach courses on your physical, your mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical healing. And then there's relationships. I've got one for animal communication, a chart for that. And I mean, they all just work so well. I've got one on careers. I mean, like I said, I got 45 of them. They go on and on. I've got very heavy charts around reclaiming your soul, and they're very heavy, man. I wouldn't want to teach that just to anybody, because they're very heavy. But this creating abundance one, let me see. You guys willing to do this one?
Sure.
Now,
sure.
Abundance means does not mean money, right?
Right.
Right. I guess you guys know that, but a lot.
Well, that's what people think, but it, yeah.
It can be money. But I mean, since I've done I cleared my blocks to abundance. I am. For $10 a week, I'm doing yoga 4 times. I'm swimming once, and I'm doing Zumba. Now that's abundance.
Yes, that sounds pretty abundant. Wonderful.
Yeah. That's true. And I'm doing trades and everything. But everybody's going, well, sure, that's wonderful, and I don't mind. I don't mind trading, because hey, I like talking. Stuff, right? That's not hard at all. So, Robert, going to find out. Okay, I'm just because I'm gonna find out how many blocks you have on the mental level, and they're saying there's 2 blocks on the mental level. And they say that you live in the past a bit, and that kind of stresses stuff. And living in the past, you know, the living in the present thing. It's hard to do, and but it's very important to do. So one of them is that you live in the past. And that there's you don't always feel safe in the world for reasons that I don't need to know, because we're going to move those, okay? So you just relax, and here they go. Oh. spiritually you have lost. Physically, there's three. I don't need to know what they are. I'm just going to move. That's a good thing about what it is I do. I don't need to hear all the, I don't need to hear a lot. And that means people don't actually have to share what happened to them back in their past or whatever, or why they think that that's there. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to move it. So here it goes.
Well, I did notice something. It's really hard to put into words. I think I guess I would have to call it maybe a sort of a lifting sensation. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
it does. It makes perfect sense. It feels like a weight's been kind of lifted off the shoulders or something, or off your body. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. No, that's a.
Cool.
It is pretty cool. We just have a few minutes left, so if you want to move on to Ruth Ann, and then we can.
Oh, yeah. There goes my heads again. There go my headphones. Okay.
Those headphones are pesky there.
Well, no, I'm technically challenged. Okay. So, Ruth Ann, where they want to go? Okay, they're going to your emotions, and they're going to. They're saying there's four things there that they want to help move, and they're doing it right now, okay? Well, that made me warm.
You worked hard there, didn't you?
Oh, no, that's nothing. Yeah,
well, I have to say that it always amazes me, no matter what I do every day, it always amazes me how there are so many things that can be helped in different ways. You know, whether I do one thing one way, you do one thing one way, it just amazes me that sometimes it is so simple and it's not a whole – you don't have to be unhappy, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and not very well. That, you know, don't go through your whole life and not be joyful.
That's right, and I work a lot with people's fears and anger and stress and poof, they're and I have to say that it's like a funnel, right? And I take the plug out of the funnel. It's not like it's a miracle. People have to if they want to continue with the healing, they do need to perhaps have a different mindset and things like that. And that's where these charts coach people. They say try a different mindset. Forget about that one, right?
Yes.
And they'll say I'm getting my charts done. Actually, I went to the publisher yesterday and I said, I'll show you how the charts work. And I went to the physical chart and it basically told him he was too fat and he was having trouble with his digestive system and that he needed to go and do aerobic exercises playing with his kids.
Oh, what a lovely thing to suggest though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all the charts are all about love and understanding. There's nothing on there that's negative, because that's not the way I work. And I know, you know, a lot of people think that or feel that there's a lot of evil and things out there, and perhaps there is, but that is not where I choose to put my attention. I want to be a facilitator of things getting better.
And absolutely.
And right now it seems, you know, since the 21st or the 12th, however you want to look at it, in Vancouver here, Vancouver Island, I'm connecting with so many people that are like me. And I'm meeting people that have moved here from South Africa. You know, I mean, like, it's just amazing what is going on and, you know, maybe going on in your area too. I don't know. But Vancouver Island sure is becoming a real, you know, in our little town, 700 Reiki masters came through one person. That's a lot for one little town.
Yes, that is. That is. Yeah. I mean, I would have to say, even for our area being in the South, that's, you know, you wouldn't think of that. But I have to say that, you know, things are changing in in some ways. And it is really nice to see that people, I think many people are becoming more open to, you know, not just popping a pill or just living with being miserable or in pain. And I think that's really nice. I think it's coming. It just takes a little time.
The one other thing that I would like to add, because I also tried to work with autistic children, and I emailed all the centers and I called them and everything, and they don't really want to have anything to do with me. But now this is how spirit connects us. There's a young woman in Poland who does Reiki, and she is writing her master's paper on Reiki and autistic children. So she was trying to find out if anyone has had any experience using Reiki with autistic children. And she said over there, Reiki is just coming in, and it's a very Catholic country, right? So
yes.
A lot of people are not liking what she does whatsoever. They think like she's the work of the devil. And so I said to her, well, try to reframe it. Say that even mm-hmm. in there were people that could heal with their hands. And you could say that you're praying over them, because you are. You're just not using the Hail Mary. You're using it you're tapping into a different energy. But it's all the same. When you're doing love and healing, it doesn't matter whether you call it a therapeutic touch or Reiki or whatever. It doesn't
right.
matter. No.
Right. Yeah, your intent and you know.
You're right on. It's your intent. That's what it is. Because I said, mm-hmm. okay, I'm a reflexologist. When I do reflexology, the lines go up and down your body. When you do acupuncture, they crisscross. And I'm going, how can they all be right? And then I was given the information. It's your intent, but it's also like how if you take training in Reiki, then mm-hmm. that, you know, it's also what you've been trained to do, right? But it is your intent.
Yes, and you put the training together with the intent, and you can work, do some amazing things, that's for sure.
There are so many amazing things, and I'm certainly open to different ideas that people have out there as to how I can help or how I can help train people, right? Yes, I need to pass down my Gaia Reiki to some other people. So my publisher said, I'm 61. He says, you got to have an area there where you don't want to do this till you're 80. You got to get people underneath you to do this. And I thought, yes, it's true. It's true. But, you know, I've just put that out there that I want people to learn how to be that interested. You have to be really committed to come as far as Ruth, as you've come.
It's been a long journey, but mm-hmm. and I've still got a long way to go, but I'm trying.
But I just upped you to a couple of million, so things are just going to fall into place for you. You're going to have to email me and tell me, and you too, Robert.
I definitely will do that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, too, by the way.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for being on. We're about out of time. If you want to just tell people real quick your website, maybe give them your email or phone number or something like that.
Well, on my website, there's a toll-free number. I just got that. See, I'm not technically inclined.
Yeah, if you click contact, it looks like it's at the top. You can.
Good, thank you.
Yes.
There you go. Truebelievers.com.
Yeah, but it's TREW. That's my last name, right?
TREW.
Or if you Google pendulum charts, then I come up. Catholic Truth. If you Google Catholic Truth, because I've been around. I've gone to a lot of psychic fairs, spirit fairs, and whatever. So a lot of those things are on the site, right? And I would gladly come back, you guys.
Awesome.
Again, yeah. I mean, so many things. We can do a whole thing on relationships. I mean, like it's, and yeah, I mean, it's all good.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Thanks for being on. Appreciate it very much. We'll definitely be in touch, and we're gonna have on this show in the archives. They edit out all the little technical glitches that we will have tonight. I apologize for those. And we're gonna have that on our website, wellroundedcorners.com. We'll link to you, Kathy, so people
now can. Now tell them they're not supposed to edit out the sounds I make.
No, the technical issues that we've had.
Well, what reading I had, they did that, and it sounded really nice, but it didn't sound like me, because...
Oh, I see. No,
we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I...
Look at me and laugh, but...
Definitely. Well, I'd like to remind our listeners they can catch our show on BBS Radio every other Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, BBS Radio Station 1. You can listen to us also at roundthecorners.com. Remember, the archives are always free. You can go in and download any of the shows. All the information about the guests is on the shows as well. Please feel free to share the copies of our shows as long as you link back to the website or include the episode in the show in its entirety, then please feel free to share it. We'll have this up on our website within 48 hours. You can reach us at the website. We're working on getting back in iTunes. There was some kind of glitch with the feed. We're working on that, so we should be back in there soon as well. Actually, we are still in iTunes, but new episodes aren't coming through, so we're working on that. At any rate, thank you very much, Kathy, for being on. And
yes, thank you.
We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Or no, sorry, the Tuesday after next. Right here on BBS Radio.